Zaken, what does Zaken mean? Zesherol Yeshiva. Some that's right is sitting Yeshiva in the center of the Rosh Yeshiva. Some it's a big Talmud Chacham. Trashi, Lo Leshebe Yeshiva, Velita Memenu Eitza, you should be able to take advice from him. Bechol Dover Chachma. Anything you want to ask, he could come, you can ask him and he'll tell you. That's called by Yeshiva. He could sit down peacefully and talk over all your problems, he'll tell you Divrei Chachma. Sar Chamishim, what's the head of Chamishim? Al Tikri, Sar Chamishim, don't read the head, the ruler of Chamishim, El Sar Chumshim. It means the head of a Chumish. That means Zeh Sheyodeya, Lisa Vlitim, Chamishim Chumsha Torah. Somebody knows clearly, Chamishim Chumsha Torah, clear back and forwards. He could like argue back and forwards, he knows it clearly. Tavrach, another pshat is, Sar Chamishim, what is Sar, the head of 15, Kiri Abavua, like Abavua. The Yom Rabbi Avua, Mikan Shein Mamidin Miturgmim Alatzibor Pochus Mechamishim Shona. If yeah, when a Rashiv is giving a drasha, whoever's giving the drasha, you have a Miturgmim, somebody that interprets it, that says it over in their language, they understand it. He has to be at least 50 years old. So that's what Sachamishim means. He was 50 years old. The interpreter was 50 years old. Right, the Nesu Yeponim was taken away. What's called Nesu Yeponim? Zeh Shenoisnim Ponim L'doroi Bavuroi L'mala. That means in Shemayim, they respect this person and they act nice to this world because of that tzaddik. Kegoyin Rebchanina ben Dois L'mata. So Rebchanina ben Dois L'mata, the Morris says, Rebchanina ben Dois, Kol Olam Nizun B'Shur Chanina B'ni. That the whole world got there and Mizoinus was fed because of Chanina B'ni, Chanina ben Dois. And Kegoyin Rebbi Yavua B'Kisri, yeah, and Kegoyin Rebbi Yavua B'Kisri. He also, the Bible says, because of each tzaddikim, in Shemayim they give a lot. Rashi says, Hashem feeds us b'schus the tzaddikim. Goner chanina ben doisik, chanina b'yalma. Kol oyla meina nizun yala b'shvil chanina b'ni. The whole world gets the nourishment because of chanina b'ni. Once heard a pshat, and wanted to say the pshat is that when a tzaddik does mitzvahs, he deserves to get reward. That's the mitzvahs. When you do a mitzvah, Hashem gives reward. A tzaddik doesn't want reward for himself. He tells Hashem, give reward to somebody else. Slamaisa, a mitzvah, the pshat, we always say, schar mitzvah, mitzvah. The schar for doing a mitzvah is another mitzvah. And the pshat is, Hashem likes to give. And if you give Hashem the opportunity to give, that's also a mitzvah. Now, what is, if you do a mitzvah, that gives Hashem the opportunity to give. So, a tzaddikim do mitzvahs, they give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the opportunity to give. Now, who do you get? Usually goes to you. But if you're a big tzaddik, you tell Hashem, I don't need it, don't give it to me, give it to other people. So because the Chanina ben Dois, he was such a big tzaddik, all his chusim, all the reward that he was supposed to get, he said, don't give it to me, give it to the whole generation. So the whole generation, plus those mefanes, got substance because of Chanina b'ni. That's what it says. Chanina b'ni was enough cheruv. He had one box of tree from Erev Shabbos, that's all he ate. He didn't need more. The rest he gave away to his soldier. That's from the same pshat by Rebbe's, some people in Chassidus like that. At the brach, we get a bracha the same thing. The way he gives a bracha is, his chusim gives away to other people. A tzaddikim all don't need the reward for themselves. So they need to give it away to other people. So such a matzav, a tzaddik give away his reward to other people. Weiter. Yoyitz, what does yoyitz mean? Sheyedei ala avishonim. They know how to make the year an extra year. An extra month in the year. To be kovei chadashim, know exactly when the Rosh Chodesh is. The chacham, what's a chacham? Zeh talmid hamachkim es rabbeisav. A talmid that makes his rebbe smart. That's called a chacham. Because he listens good to shir and he asks good questions, and because of that, his rebbe also becomes smart. Charoshim, what's charoshim? Charoshim means people keep quiet. Bishor means bishor shepaseich v'divrei Torah kol nasam tichoshim. That when he starts giving a shir, everybody's quiet. Everybody's like dumb. And there's this guy, he gives such a shear, everybody else has to be so quiet. V'novun, what does novun mean? Understanding, zehamevin, dovin, mitech dovin. Somebody understands one thing from another thing. That's called the mevin. You know one halacha, and from this halacha you can understand something else also. That's called the mevin. Yeah. Lochush, what does that mean? Zeshiroyo limtsaloy divrei Torah, shenitna balachas. She's a person that deserves to have Torah that was given over quietly. Hashem gave the Torah over balachash quietly. Rashi says, Kugain av bezdin v'liba. Yeah. Doesn't say why it's quietly. Yeah. kablachim. When asati in orim serein, then he says back, instead of all this, Hashem is going to give that there'll be in orim serein, the young kids will be the princes, will be the heads. May v'nasati in orim serein, Omer Rabbi Loza, elu v'nei yodim, sheminoarim in amitzvus, that they're empty from mitzvahs, those are going to be the new rulers. And matalulim yimshlovom, and the young kids will be rulers over you. Amar apopo bar Yaakov, tali bini tali. I mean, the fox, the son of a fox. Like, he doesn't know anything, and his father also didn't know anything. These are the people that are going to rule over us. But still Yeshayo wasn't satisfied yet. Hashomalem to tell them the worst klola. This is the worst klola. That Yiravu Hanar Bezokin. There comes such chutzpah that the young people will be think they're greater than the older generation. V'yanikla benichvat. What does that mean? Eilu b'nayodim sheminorim in amitzvus. That the people don't have any mitzvus. Yiravu b'mishim amul b'mitzvus. They'll think they're greater. They'll have gaivur over the Tamil Chachomim, the people that do have mitzvus. Kerimon. Like mamish people are full of mitzvus like a pomegranate. Nikla benichvat, what does that mean? Nikla means somebody that doesn't deserve respect. They'll think they're greater benichvat, somebody that deserves respect. Yovo mi, shechamuro is doimelov kakalis. Somebody that even the chomedeke mitzvahs, to him is like nothing. It's like kal, very easy. And they'll think the irrevel, they think they're greater than me, shekala is doimelov kakamuris. And dobra nichvat means somebody takes even the smaller things very seriously. Every little mitzvah takes seriously. Every little aver takes seriously. So these new will think they're greater than the old. Omer Rav Ketina, afilo b'shas kishloina shivshlaim. Even at the time when Yishlaim was being destroyed, loipostkum hem bali amona. There was always bali amona by Klal Yisrael. There was always some bali amona was still there. People that still had, you could still have trust in. Shenamar apostle says ki yitfosh ish biyochiv beis oviv. That one person hold on to his brother and saying, Simlo lecho, you have a clothing, kotzen tielonu, you should be our leader. That what does that mean? Dvorim shebne yodim is chasin besimlo, yesh netach shedecha. Things that people hide underneath them, like the clothing, you have, in other words, you're a Talmud Chochem. So they'll come to these Bali Amun and say, you're great, you should be the leader. Trashi yesh netach shedecha min kolema ataboki. Then you're a boki in these in Torah, so you should rule over us. V'ya mechshol ha'azois. But this mechshol, what does that mean? Mava mechshol ha'azois. That means dvorim shein b'nei yodim oimdim aleim elim kem nichshu behem. Certain things you don't understand the right way until first you make a mistake. From your mistakes you learn. There are certain things you only learn the right way after you made a mistake. That's called dvorim shein b'nei yodim oimdim aleim elim kem nichshu behem. First you nichshu, you make the mistake, and you learn from your mistakes. So yesh netach shedecha. These people know it already, and they went through life. So they wanted them to be the rulers. As yisa b'yayim hu lemer lo yeya choyvesh v'veisi ein lechem. These people themselves answered back and said, "No, we don't want to be the rulers." And v'veisi ein lechem. We don't have any bread there. We ain't simlu. We don't have any clothing. L'sisamunik tzin om. Don't make us the rulers over the people. Then now the Gemara adoption is the pasuk. That yisa, what does it mean yisa, and yisa el aloshin shvua? It all means aloshin of swearing. Shenema, the pasuk says, lo yisisa Hashem alakecha. Don't swear with Hashem's name. Shenema, lo yisisa Hashem alakecha. These don't swear with Hashem's name. Lo yeya chayvish, what does that mean? Lo hayisi mi chayshve beis hamedrash. I was not from the people that was chayvish, that was like bound to the beis hamedrash. Obeisi and lechem, my house, I don't have any lechem. V'yensim, I don't have any food, any clothing. What does that mean? They answered back to say, "Shein v'yodi le'mikrav le'mishna." You think we know a lot? No, we don't know anything. That's what they swore back, like we don't want to be the ruler because we don't know. "Shein v'yodi le'mikrav le'mishna." We don't know mikra, we don't know mishna. V'lei gemara, they don't know any gemara. So this is the proof, like we said before, that there were anshei amona, that there were people trustworthy, like here of the zman churban abayis. They did not lie, but they said, "You should know, we do not know Gemara, we do not know Mishnah." So you see, there are Bali Amona. Gemara says, "No, maybe here there's no proof." V'dul Mishani Hosom, the Yomelu Gemirno Amrilei Emelon. If they would have said we did learn, they would have said, "Prove it." Like, so that's why they didn't want to lie, but maybe they weren't that trustful. Gemara says, "No, Hevel Elameimer Gomar V'Shochach." Just for that, they could have said, "True, we learned, but we forgot." But since they said, "No, we did not learn in the first place,"
That shows they were Bali Amona, they were trustworthy people.
They were trustworthy people. But the people told them, you know a lot. And they said back, no, don't make the mistake, we don't know. So you see, they're trustworthy people. So Morris says, no, here's no proof. That they couldn't lie, because they would have said yes, like we do know. So they would have said, okay, show. Like put up and put up. Show us what you know. So therefore they had to say we don't know. Because if they would have agreed that we do know, right away they would have been caught. They would have asked them, inshallah. And they said they can't tell. So that's not called Bali Amona. So Morris says, no. What they should have said better is that we learned and we forgot. Since they said they didn't learn in the first place, that's called Bali Amona. What does it mean I wasn't like locked up?
Like I did not learn at all, I didn't learn anything.
So far, there were Bali Amona there. Mr. Maria's aim is not that way. We are my rover, Lorchover Yushalayim, at Sheposkimimeno Bali Amona. Yushalayim was only Chorov first after it stopped all the trustworthy people. Shenem and Apostle says, Shertetu Bechutzas Yushalayim, Uru Nodu, Ubiksha Bechoy Veseo, Im Timse Ish, Im Yeshoise Mishpot, Mevake Shemon of Yeslachlo. Hashem's like, we're going to find anybody in Yushalayim that has a mona and I'll forgive you. Mashmat Yushalayim was only chori after there was no more Bali Amona. Nobody was trustworthy anymore. It wasn't like Kasha. Ho bedivrei Torah, ho b'maso b'matin. Bedivrei Torah hevei, b'maso matin lehevei. In learning Torah, there were Bali Amona, trustworthy people. But b'maso matin, we went to do business, weren't trustworthy anymore. They did business, everything was crookery. It wasn't trustworthy. There was no more Bali Amona in the b'maso matin. Stop doing the business. Tana Rabbonin. Ma'isav Rabin Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shoye Roichav al HaChamor, he was running on a donkey. Voye Mahalach Bederech, he was going on the road. Rabbi Elazar ben Oroch Mechamer Achrov. And Rabbi Elazar ben Oroch was going in back of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Omalo Rabbi. So Rabbi Elazar ben Oroch said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shonali Perek Echad b'Maisim HaKova. Teach me, please, this Perek of Yecheskel about the Maisim HaKova, exactly what's doing upstairs by Shemaim, by Kodesh Baruch Hu's Kis HaKova, all the Melochim, teach me what's doing there. Oh, my Lord, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai answered him, Loika Shanislechem, didn't I already teach you already the first, this Mishnah we had, that V'loi B'Makova B'Yochid? I can't teach HaKova even to one Talmud, the Rebbe can't give a shir in these Inyonim. Elim came, Ho'yechocho Meivim Midaitoi, unless he understands himself, like I can't give you a shir in this, you have to understand it yourself. Is Omaloi Rebbe, so Rabbi Elazar ben Oroch said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, to Hashemi Leimel Lefenecha Dover Echad, Shalom Aratani, let me teach you one thing that you told me.
So Omaloi Emor, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, okay, say. And what he meant to say that Rabbi Elazar remembered that he once taught him about the Maaser Markova. So he went to tell him over now what he learned once about the Maaser Markova. So the story was that Miyad Yav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Malachamor, right away he went off his donkey of Nisatev, he put it, wrapped himself, Yoshev Alev and Takat Azayas, and he sat on a stone underneath the olive tree. So Amalei Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Oroch said to him, if they ma, you're right up to me, Malachamor, how come you got off your donkey? Amar, he said, Ef Shirat Tadarish Ma'isa Makova, you're dashing now about the Ma'isa Makova, Shechin Yimon, when the Shechin is with us. O Malachi Yashoros Malavanoi son, when the Malachi Yashoros are also with us right now, for Niyakov Alachamor, and I can still ride on my donkey?
About the Maisa Makova, about the, what's doing in the Shemayim. So Yochanan ben Zakkai heard it, he right away got off his chamor and sat down and he said like this, Omar, Ef Sha'at Tadarash Maisa Makova, maybe you're darshaning now about the Maisa Makova. O Shechini Monu, and the Shechin is with us. O Malachi Yashoros Malavanoi sonu, and the Malachi Yashoros are going with us, are working with us. Vaniyarkav al chamor, and I could sit down and I could run on a chamor, it's not for covet. And since they were talking about the Maisa Makova, for sure Hashem, the Shechina, the Malachim were there, so he got off his donkey and sat down on the floor. Miyad, Posach, Rabbi Elazar ben Oroch, for Maisa Makova. Right away, Rabbi Elazar ben Oroch started to learn about the Maisa Makova. V'dorash, and he darshan there, v'yor the eish v'na Shemayim, and it came down a fire from Shemayim. V'sivavo, kol hilana shebesoda, and all the trees around it were full of fire. Poskukulam and all the trees, everybody together, opened up the mouth and said the Yomru Shira. And the old said Shira gave praise to Hashem. Ma Shira, what do they sing? Omru, Hallelujah, Hashem, Menorah, Tanin, Mechotomis, Eitz, Pri, V'chol, Arozim, Hallelujah. So that's what happened here. Vaisayas, he did know the Maisa Makova, even though at first Elozim Narov told Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, teach it to me. But Vaisayas, then he did know it, then they were dashing it. He sat down, he started to open up and talk about the Maisa Makova. Then the Torah says, Nena Malach Menesh V'yomar, the Malach, or one Malach, that was from fire, said, Hein Hein Maisa Makova. This is the Maisa Makova. What they were learning, like he knew right pshat, that was a pshat in the Maisa Makova. Is Omad Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai v'nosku aroshay. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai got up and kissed him on his head. He kissed Rabbi Elozar ben Aruch. The Omer, and he said, Baruch Hashem l'kei Yisrael, shenosan ben Avraham Avinu, sheyedei alohovin v'lachko v'lidros v'maisa makova. And Baruch Hashem, I see you a big time of Hochem, and Taki, you know the right pshat, you dashed in the right way. So he gave a shvach, and like Avraham Avinu was like, there's such a child, such a descendant, or a Rabbi Elozar ben Aruch. The Mora says, Yeshno Dervish, some people dash and say very nicely, for Vieno Mekayim, they don't do what they say. No Mekayim, some people do what they say, Vieno Dervish, but they don't dash and they don't say such nice things. Ata, but you're Elozar ben Aruch, no Dervish, you dash and very good here in the Maisa Makova. Like I said, you learned right pshat over here, Vieno Mekayim, and what you're doing is also very good. Like your Maisim, a good Maisim. Ashrecha Avraham Avinu, Shelozer ben Aruch, Yoitze Michalotzecha. It's a big shvach, a praise to Avraham Avinu that he had such a descendant like Elozer ben Aruch that came out of him. This was the Maisa. No, so that, no. Yehuda Zaka didn't want to teach it to him, and he said himself. He dashed himself. The Maisa was, Elozer ben Aruch himself said, let me say it over. So he dashed, and he dashed the right way. And the Malachim, the fire came down to prove the way he learned. They said the right way. So when Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai saw this, he gave him back this bracha.
Now the Gemara says, "Ukeshenemru hadvorim of Rabbi Yeshua." When these things were told over to Rabbi Yeshua, what happened? Ha Yehuv Rabbi Yisya Koyim Alchum Aderech. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yisya Koyim were walking in the street. We were walking on the derech. Omrus, they said to themselves, "Af onu nidros for Maaser Makova. Let us also dash now about the Maaser Makova."
The Roman said over these things, "Ugishenemru v'hadvorim l'fnei Yeshua." He said over these things in front of Yeshua. "Ha Yehuv Rabbi Yosi Akoyin Mahalchem Aderech." Him and Rabbi Yosi Akoyin walking on the roads. Is Omru they said, "Af onu nidrus v'maisa makova." As they heard over the story over there, so now they also said, "Let's also dashin about the maisa makova." Is pasach Yeshua? Yeshua opened up the darish and dashin. At that day was in the summertime, it was in Tammuz. Niskashru Shemayim Bovim, that the sky got full of clouds. V'nira kim in Keshes Bonan, and it was like a rainbow in the clouds. V'yamalchi Asharas Mekabtin Uboyin Lishmaya, and even the Malachim came to listen. Kim Nayodim Shemeskabtin Uboyin Lirois, v'mizmutei Chosim Bekala. And suddenly everybody comes together to see a Chosim Akala. That's the way the Malachim came here to listen to the way they were dashing about the Maisa Makova. So Rabbi Yosef Yaakov told over to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Yomer, he also said back to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Ashreichem v'yashrei la'zeichem. Ashrei einoi shekach roya, like praise to you and to your children, and praise to whoever sees this. V'yafani v'yatem b'chaloymi misubin hayinu al Hasinai. Also my dream, I once lay sitting by Hasinai. V'nosno aleinu basko m'shemayim. Basko came out from the Shemayim. Olu lekan. Shraklin g'dolim u'matzoyis nois mutzoyis lachem. That what came down, what he saw, was a big palace, and there were beautiful beds there. And atem v'tamidchem v'tamidu tamidchem u'zumonim lekash lishis. That you and the Talmidim are zeicha to be in the third kas, Mashmin Shemayim, that there are a lot of different kitim. Rashi is the kas shlishi, shal kitis ayosh lefnei shchina. There are different rows where you sit in front of Hashem, in front of the shchina. They were zeicha to be in the third row. The more any, it's not that way. V'tan Rabbi Yisab Yudu Aymer, shaloisha hatsoye saying, there are only three people that learned the Maisa Makova. Rabbi Yeshua hatsoye devren lefnei Rabbi Yechon Mezakai. Rabbi Yeshua said over the things in front of Rabbi Yechon Mezakai. Rabbi Akiva, Hirtzach Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva said over Dash and Maisa Makova in front of Rabbi Yeshua. And Hananya ben Chakinoi, Hirtzach Rabbi Akiva. That there was Yedua, there were three times when the Talmidim learned through the Maisa Makova. Now, only these three times, the Kash was, Vilu Rabbi Elozar ben Aruch, Loika Choshev. How come our first story was with Rabbi Elozar ben Aruch? How come they don't bring it down? So Gemara says, the Arts of Yatza can make a Choshev. When there's a double conversation back and forth, they bring it down. However, the yatz of liyatzah kamei, when just he dashens, but it wasn't dashed in front of him, it doesn't look a choshev. Like over there, Yechon and Mitzaka, they're not dashing it to him. He was just saying it one way.
Yeah. Alright,
stop.
So more says, though, they do include him. And the more the yatzah mil kamei man the yatzah. He was saying in front of somebody, at least that person heard it over with somebody else. In other words, at least he said it over in front of somebody that did learn it with somebody else. Mashenkin Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, instead of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Vaisas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did not teach it to anybody else before. So therefore it doesn't count, doesn't say this is one of the three cases. Alright, we'll stop here.